So this evening, we've got two meditations. First one, we're going to do another reflection that's traditionally done to help diminish and dissolve a sense of I, me, mind-making. So that's our reflection on the five skandhas, which I'll say a little bit about. And then we'll have a 5-minute break, just a leg stretch, and then just to finish off the evening, an open-ended sit where you do whatever you think would be best. But we'll start that off in the way we did last night with the little reading about Avalokiteshvara and then that poem by Bhante, Invocation, and then I'll start the Avalokiteshvara mantra. So we'll start it off at that and then you stay for as long as you want. So the five skandhas then. In the Heart Sutra, those of you who know the Heart Sutra off by heart, it starts off, the first few lines are about Avalokiteshvara, who, well, this translation I've got in front of me, which is Khonsa's one, it's Avalokita, the holy lord and bodhisattva, was moving in the deep course of the wisdom which has gone beyond, so that's the perfection of wisdom, Pranya Paramita. He looked down from on high, he beheld but five heaps, and he saw that in their own being they were empty. So, if you don't know about the five skandhas, you might wonder, you know, you just get, beheld but five heaps, and what does that mean? makes me think of, you know, pit heaps and all sorts of, you know, heaps of stones and everything, but what actually, what it's referring to are the five skandhas. So, and the five skandhas are a way in which, very traditional kind of format or framework for describing our being, our experience, that might be a better way of putting it, our experience can be described in terms of these five skandhas, five heaps. So they are form, so there's our experience of ourself, physical being, and then there's feeling. So something, we are in contact with something or other, either externally or a thought or memory. And there's then we have a feeling response to that, so pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. So we have our physical experience of ourselves. We have this experience of a feeling response. There's another part of experience which is about perceiving, how we perceive things round about us. So there's a perceiving aspect to our experience, and that's got different stages to it. There's just the straight perceiving, there's a contact, and that's a bit different. And then we go, oh, it's a such and such. We put a name to it, and then behind that we might start. We've got a whole layer of memory as well. So there's sort of stages in that perceiving, but there's a perception itself. And then another part of our experience is our impulse. We have an impulse to do something. So I'm sort of sitting here, and just out the corner of my eye, I can see the flame of the candle. And I can see it flicker, and I've just got an impulse to look at it, just in case it's doing what it's doing. And the wax goes everywhere. So, you know, there's impulses sometimes. You know, you hear something and you go, oh, you just have an impulse, or you get up and walk about, and part of our experience is about those impulses that arise in us, volitions. Some of them are fairly momentary, you know, like that, and others are not. They're much more longer term in us, so they can be habits as well. So there's that part of our experience, and then there's a sort of overall or umbrella, or I suppose you could say, or a sort of awareness that holds all of those. There's our consciousness, conscious awareness. So it's these five ways of five aspects to our experience, and how we do the practice when we reflect on them is to go, well, where am I? It's another extension of that. Where am I? Am I in my body? And, you know, we just look at everything in our physical experience and look for something that's permanent. So I think I said this in one of the reflections we did. When you find something that's permanent, well, there you are. you find nothing that's permanent, where are you? Where am I? So it's that kind of reflection that we'll have a go at it. We'll do it for maybe just about half an hour or something like that. So basically, we go through each of the five skandhas, and they're sometimes called aggregates, which is maybe a bit of a funny word to use in English, but it does give you the sense of what you use to build things with. And the idea is we use these different aspects of our experience and we build this I out of it. Now that's okay if we just kept it as a flowing self, an empirical self that flows, and we kept a pace with that flowing nature of it. But what we don't, do we? We want to kind of go at that and know that there's something substantial, and know that there's substantial ground to stand on. So there's something that's called aggregates, or building blocks, even of self. So we're just going to reflect on them one by one, and do the same thing for each. We'll just be reflecting on that aspect of experience, and noticing how it rises and falls away in our actual experience, moment to moment. And then we could also, just having done that, just look a little bit behind that in our memory, and just see that, we'll ask ourselves, is that always the case, that it's always rising and falling away? So as a technique, it's a way of just convincing ourselves that this sense of I that we have is really not the fixed, decision-making core, source of its own being, source of its own energy, in quite the way that we would like it to be. So as a practice, this reflection is akin to reflecting on elements, which we did a little bit. We did it with four elements anyway the other day. So we'll do that for about half an hour, and then have a break, and then just have an open sit afterwards.